Hello, my friends. Nice to meet you again on this Friday Night Lincoln Show. Of course, you know I work for the post office and for Amazon.com. Even in this age of the internet, remember to send a letter or a postcard with the United States Postal Service. Recently, I made two orders on the internet at the same time, one from Amazon.com and one from another supplier. Amazon shipped the correct item while the other supplier shipped the incorrect item. Amazon double-checks the accuracy of the contents of the outgoing shipments by weighing each box individually. If the items in the box do not weigh exactly what the inventory database thinks the items should weigh, then the box is opened by hand and processed manually. So Amazon is very accurate in sending you the exact item that you requested. I spend most of my money online and always choose Amazon.com when the item is available from them. I've been offered a scholarship to go to college if I want. I want your advice about it. Let's assume for the sake of conversation that I could choose any college in the world, no matter how expensive, no matter what subject, no matter how elite, and no matter how hard to enroll. Now consider that I have my foot in the door already for a possible lifetime career at the local post office as a letter carrier. And consider that going to college may mean I have to leave the post office, which means I lose my seniority at the post office, which means I lose my opportunity as a lifetime letter carrier. So I have a choice between a nice, stable, good-paying job or an opportunity to learn great things and change the world. Some possible interests of mine are law, geology, mechanical engineering, foreign languages, choral directing, or a combination of world history and creation science. So, should I keep both of my jobs, save up for a parcel of land, and retire from the post office? Or should I only keep the post office job and spend my own time at my own house teaching myself these subjects and retire from the post office? Or should I quit both jobs and go to some big-name college and change the world that way? It's your time to decide, and let me know why. The grave of Christopher Chapman in Westminster Abbey, dated 1680, says, "What I gave, I have. What I spent, I had. What I left, I lost by not giving it." You may think, if I were rich, I would give to people poorer than myself. But you may not realize that even now there are people poorer than yourself. Give now while you have the chance. Now I'm going to have my 16-year-old sister Abby play harmonica for you. Hey, Abby.
Hello.
Remember to check www.lincolnshow.com next Friday night at 7 p.m. Eastern. Thanks for listening.